Hey, kids, thanks for having Highway Radio on. Gonzo's me. My friend Josh Bell is here. Josh, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well, Josh. You seem to have a rep for hating everything. That's still true?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
All right, so here's what happens. I watch the trailer for a movie, and then Josh watches the actual film. Let's look at Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I'm Rick Dalton. It's my pleasure, Mr. Schwartz.
That's your son?
No, it's my stunt double, Cliff Booth.
All right, what's the matter, partner?
It's official, old buddy. Well, it has been.
Here I am, flat on my ass. And who I got living next door to me?
I'm Sharon Tate. I'm in the movie.
In this town, I can all change like that.
Hey, you're Rick Dalton. Don't you forget it.
All right, Josh, I got to say, this is an awesome trailer, and it's Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
How's the flick?
It's interesting.
Okay.
I like Quentin Tarantino. I think if you like Tarantino, especially if you are willing to indulge some of his passions for old Hollywood and B-movies and the 60s and all that kind of stuff, and you're willing to give him a lot of leeway to get you where you're going, even though maybe during most of the movie you don't know where that is.
Right.
there's a lot to enjoy in this movie.
It seems like at the beginning, it's just a lot of gratuitous celebration of old Hollywood.
It is. Right? It is. Okay. And I actually liked that the best about it.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio plays this kind of washed-up actor who used to be on a cowboy TV show in the 50s. Now he's just getting small guest starring parts, and he feels like his career is over. And Brad Pitt is his best friend slash stunt double, who also kind of has had his career pass him by. And they're just hanging out, and they're trying to figure out their life. And that part of the movie is really fun. Again, it's aimless and a bit shapeless, and you'll watch a lot of parts of it and think, where is this going? And there's definitely great scenes that are followed by scenes that you kind of just don't understand why they're there, but I was never bored with it.
Right.
And you also, you heard in the trailer there, Margot Robbie as Sharon Tate, who of course is a real person and was married to Roman Polanski and is famous for being a victim of the Manson family. So you've got this whole Manson murder angle, and Rick Dalton lives next door to Sharon Tate. And so the movie is obviously building to that. I mean, even if you don't know a ton about the Manson murders, there are scenes throughout the film that are clearly leading to something. And this is Tarantino's version, I think, like he did in Inglourious Basterds and in Django Unchained, where he's taking a dark period from history and he's putting his own weird spin on it.
Right.
And he's recontextualizing it. So if you're open to that, I think you'll be into what's going on in this movie. I felt like that part of it, the Manson murder part of it, didn't work as much. I would have been happy if it was just a Hollywood hangout kind of
just
thing.
Just a film geek kind of fest, right?
Because it's a lot of fun. It's funny. DiCaprio and Pitt are very, very good. And there's a lot of familiar faces in basically
great
every
cast.
Small part.
Yeah,
the cast is amazing. So I think if you're a Tarantino fan, there's a lot to like here. If you are lukewarm on Tarantino, you might not be drawn into this movie, but I still mostly enjoy it. It's also a movie I'm like still thinking about it, and that's a good sign. Even
right.
if I came out of the movie thinking, I'm not sure.
What just happened to me?
Right, exactly. And I was a bit baffled, but I'm still turning it over in my mind, and I think that's a positive really with any movie.
That is
so cool.
All right. So Josh is notoriously stingy with stars. How many for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5.
All right.
I still think it's good,
yeah.
And I would recommend it to people who are a bit adventurous.
All right. And check out Josh Bell's new podcast. Tell us about that. Where do we find it?
Yeah, you can go to awesomemovieyear.com for Awesome Movie Year, which is my podcast with comedian Jason Harris. We take a look back at different years in each season, and actually we're looking at 1994 in our first season, and we just did an episode on Pulp Fiction.
Oh,
so
cool.
For more Tarantino content, check out awesomemovieyear.com and listen to that.
All right, sounds good. And of course, there's always joshbellhateseverything.com.
Yes, there is.
Josh, a pleasure to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully, everybody. This is Highway Radio.